Welcome to Kush Talks. Today we are talking about Colombia with Xavier Roca, who helps companies to enter Colombian markets. Hello, Xavier.
Hello, Gaur.
Welcome. And what do you do in Accio?
I'm the executive director of the Office of Catalonia Trade and Investment, which is in Barcelona called Accio. We are the trade and investment office for the Catalan government here in Colombia.
And how did you end up in Colombia?
Well, I ended up here because 11 years ago, I was selected as trainee. So I was moved from Barcelona to Colombia for 1 year. And there is an expression here in Colombia that says, well, it's kind of a slogan of the tourist promotion that it's very famous, that say that el único riesgo de Colombia es que te quieras quedar. That means the only risk of Colombia is that you want to stay. And well, that was true. And I stayed here. And this June, I will make 11 years here in the country.
Oh, congratulations. So,
thank you very much.
But when talking about Colombia, and we're talking about Goose, obviously, and procurement. So why is procurement, public procurement, important for SMEs in Colombia?
Well, I would like to make a preview because in order to see why public procurement is important for, in this case, SMEs in Colombia, I think we must understand what Colombia is. And the companies and you, the most Europeans need to clear from prejudices and understand the complexity and the opportunities of the country. So Colombia is an OECD country that was emerged from the 1991 constitution by building and extracting a modern and a democratic state. And if we look at the macro figures in Colombia, Colombia is the fourth largest economy in Latin America, followed by Brazil, Mexico, and Argentina. It's also the third most populous country with 50 million people. Colombia has also strong legal stability compared to other Latin American countries, which grant a good position in the doing business ranking, occupying the 67th position, fourth in the region, after Chile, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. And since 1991, Colombia has experienced an important commercial opening, signing more than 14 free trade agreements, not only with its neighboring countries, but also with the main world economies. And moreover, Colombia is a member of the Andean Community of Nations, where Bolivia, Ecuador, and Peru are also located, which is a special space of regional integration. And Colombia as well is member of the Pacific Alliance, an economic integration where Peru, Chile, and Mexico are also members of it. And since 2013, Colombia and the European Union have had an FTA in force that leaves a large part of the tariffs between both regions at 0%. And that plays very well when it comes to introducing European products in the Colombian market. And this same free trade agreement has a specific chapter dedicated to public procurement, where the different thresholds are established from which the conditions of the FTA are applied. So one of the most important aspects of the agreement is that in those public procurement processes where it is stipulated that foreign companies can participate, European companies will be considered as national ones. But however, we must bear in mind that Americans, Brazilians, South Koreans, and Mexican, among many others, also have trade agreements with similar advantages. At the political level, and in order to understand the public procurement, Colombia is a presidential republic that's and it's organized into 32 departments and the district capital of Bogota. And the next level will be the local system, where there are more than 1,100 local administrative entities. Although in Colombia, economic resources go from national level to departmental, and from there to local governments. No? And at the same time, with a stable political system, far from the U-turns sound in neighboring countries, it keeps a business-friendly atmosphere, including a good local base of qualified staff. Moreover, its local supply in Colombia of technology and goods and services is limited because in many cases there is a lack of added value. So therefore, this opens a room for collaboration with European suppliers. Colombia's public institutions have a huge task ahead. such as in the energy transition or to provide better public services in its growing cities, as well to upgrade its health system. And it is vital to bear in mind that added value and a differential factor are key to enter the market, because tenders with low degree of specialization tend to be mostly awarded to local firms. And I think all of that gives us some insight why the companies in international public tendering should be looking Colombia as a key country in this region.
Talking about the size of the public procurement market, is there a number you can cite saying that's 1 billion, 2 billion, whatever that number may be?
It will be difficult to say. We don't have yet the numbers of the last year. Of course, here we are talking about billions of dollars. Also, because for the last 2 years we have a new government. It's the first left-wing government in the history of Colombia, and President Petro has published some of the plans of public investments, but most of them are yet to be achieved, because there are also being discussed on the Congress, for example, and now it's a little bit of a moment of crisis in the health sector, because the government wants to change the game of the public sector here and make Colombia more closer to maybe the European countries, no? The social democracies in Europe, where the government can control and will pay the hospitals in order to attend, which is, of course, a game changer here in for the health model that we have right now. And we are seeing soft movements of the government, but it's also being discussed on the Congress. So, but yeah, it's, I don't have the figure right now, but we can provide it.
But when we talk about general economy, how is it currently performing? When we look towards Europe, it's slightly more stressful. Is it more slightly easier there when companies from here want to come and tender?
Well, this is one of the things that we have to bear in mind. For example, here, Catalan companies, for example, have in their favor that we are able to speak and produce all documentation in Spanish from scratch. And that gives us a more competitive advantage maybe from other European countries. I will not talk about how easy could be, because that's one of the big challenges of the country, because there is more complexity than it is on paper. And that means that although the jure, we know what the process of for a foreign company is as easy as a national one, de facto we see that this is not the case. And therefore, even if the reason or object of the contract does not require legal constitution in the country, those companies that want to participate in the processes directly will need to establish themselves as national to limit their potential disadvantage against local competitors.
You talked about health sector a bit while it's being changed. So I guess when talking about Goose, Smart Health, Smart Cities, Green Economy and ICT, Smart Health will perform well. How about Smart Cities, Green Economy and ICT? How are those sectors currently doing?
Those sectors are will be the ones that we recommend right now, because right now health sector, because it's being discussed how the model will be in the few years, maybe it's not the right time to enter, but to see how the pieces are going. And for sure, for example, smart cities are one of the most interesting opportunities. And why is that? Because Colombia, it's a country of cities. More than 75% of the population in Colombia lives in cities. That's roughly 20% more than the average of all the world. That gives us very big opportunities in the cities, not only on the capital, Bogota, because if we see, for example, other Latin American countries, we tend to see that the concentration of the capital is huge compared to the other cities of the country. But in Colombia, that's not what happens, because Bogota, of course, is the main city, has more or less officially 7.5 million people of population, but we have huge cities ahead. We have more than six cities that in the metropolitan area are bigger than 1 million people. So that requires a lot of services in order to digitalize the city, in order to implement smart city projects that can help not just the mobility, which is a huge problem here in Colombia. I think there was a ranking was published maybe 1 month ago that was talking about how much time, for example, Colombians spent in the traffic jams, and we were one of the most in all the world. So it's a big problem that the city needs to tackle, and it's a huge opportunity right now because the last October there were elections here in Colombia for the departmental and the local administrative. So we have new mayors and new governors. And we think that now it's a really good time to establish a strategy to enter for smart city products and services. And the companies that we already have here, they tend to have projects, very interesting projects, and every year they are growing. So it's one of the sectors that I will recommend to study Colombia as a priority for the region.
What has been your experience with companies that want to tender in the Colombian market?
Well, first of all, we will need to talk about the complexity or the problem that they encounter. Because as I was speaking before, one of the big challenges was the difference between the jure and de facto, no? What says in paper or in the law and on the free trade agreement and what really is happening in the market, no? Another one is bureaucracy. The documentation that is required with the style and criteria are sometimes a huge problem for foreign SME, and this is the problems that the companies need to face and need to prepare. Another problem that or challenge that the companies are facing because they didn't plan very well the entrance is the national licenses, standard certifications, and registrations. For certain products, prior registrations are required, such as health or products or food products, but it may also be required that the products that we're going to enter, maybe security cameras or sensors, need to meet the quality standards set by the national accreditation body. So in other words, require time and money to set the product fit for sale. And another big challenge, and we face it that every year in the public and in the private, is the big challenge and difficulty to get answers from the public officers or the private partners due to a cultural way to conduct business here where it is not mandatory for a Colombian to answer an email. So the European company must adapt to a different way and more intense way to make follow-ups if they want to succeed. If the companies can tackle this kind of experience, they tend to be more successful. But there are a lot of another suggestions that we could do also in order to prepare the European company to start entering in the Colombian market.
So if I'm a European company and I want to come to Colombian market, should I hire a consultant? What should I do? What's the first step? So you're saying bureaucracy, the things I have to know. So
first of all, if you are in a European company, what my recommendation will be is enter to sign in the SECOP2. SECOP2 is the public platform where it's centralized all the tendering in Colombia for all the administrative entities, even the public companies. And this platform, you can set your own alerts about the topics or institutions you are interested in. In order to sign in, you'll only be required to upload some documents, but from that side, you'll be able to participate even to the tenders in one place. And as I was saying, you'll have all the information that is going to happen in the private procurement in Colombia. The second point will be consult the tender information. Verify if the documentation that tend to be required, you already have it or not. And above all, if the tenders that you like fit all the qualifying requirements, and whether an international company can or cannot participate in the tender. Third, analyze if your company can supply the service or product required before the deadline. Because remember that all documentation must be delivered in Spanish and officially translated. That means you must already have them translated or having located an official translator of your trust. The second will be look for partners when needed. And in most of the cases, and is one of the things that we most recommend, is look for partners in order to have better chances of winning projects. Local partners are key because they know how to navigate through national tenders. And those partners must be solvent as well as having a wide experience inviting public tenders. If all of that fits, I would recommend that maybe to establish in the country. If you are not established, my next step before to do it will be study the market, make the first approaches, verify if, your competitors. And if there is a market gap for you, make the number. And of course, get well assessed from the beginning, because establishing in Colombia is not difficult. But as we were saying, bureaucracy and the jure and de facto differences that we meet in order to adapt in the market. If you make one paper that it's not does not fit the criteria of the in that case the Bogota Chamber of Commerce or the tax entity, you can get months in order to reestablish the company and fit for working. So if you can do all of that, hire a local team which can culturally be adapted and with the expertise in order to participate and to know how to make public tenders. And also remember which time of public tender are you competing, and of course establish the best strategy. And as you were saying, the most important part is call us. Call your trade and investment office in the country. Or call the chamber, the commercial chamber in your city or in your country, because we can help you in all the steps of the way. And we'll, like we say in Colombia, estamos a la orden, no? We are at your disposal for anything we can help you, because every company is different. Every company is a wall in itself, and we need to assess properly the company, and we can make tailored services for you.
How many, if you had to guess, or maybe you know it, how many European companies are entering the market currently?
The European companies in Colombia is not a new market for the European companies. As I was saying before, since 2013, and the European Andean trade agreement, that made Colombia like a really good market for the European companies. So most of your competitors have studied the Colombian market. Most of them, for sure, they came here to visit for potential partners. I think that, like I was saying before, Colombia is the third most populous and the fourth largest economy, and one of the with the most legal security. That made Colombia like a really, really interesting company and country in order to start working in the region. So the competitors here are first. And sometimes, and in some sectors, we cannot devaluate the local competitors, which sometimes are having or have better products or more competitive products in this case, because they know how to navigate perfectly in the market. They are local, so they win this award. And nowadays, what we see is that, and I compared a little bit when 11 years ago I arrived to the country, nowadays the Colombians are more strict when they see a foreign competitor. or a foreign company that wants to enter in the market, and they want to be sure that the European country or the European company or the American company is really trying to enter in the Colombian market, and it's not trying to sell one container and that's it. You know, they want to see that you are being in the country because you are interested in the country and you are gonna stay in the country. So nowadays it's much more difficult to look for partners. It's much more difficult to access the market. But of course, the numbers and the opportunities exist. And what is more important is get well assessed, because as we were saying before, on paper, everything looks really, really interesting and looks easy. But when you start to entering, you need to prepare for a hard negotiation that maybe will last 9 months or maybe 1.5 years. So you need to prepare yourself. Also, you need to come to the country, because this is vital. The people need to see you, need to shake your hand, need to see your face, need to know your family, because here we are Latins. That means that we do business, but we do business with people that we trust. So building that trust is key in order to enter the market.
So business is done between people, not companies per se.
Exactly. That sometimes it's a bit of a shackle, because for example, with the Catalan companies that tend to be more serious and more business oriented, for example, one thing that happens in the meetings that you need to avoid is going directly to the business. When you are meeting, for example, the CEO of a potential partner company with you are going to bid for a public tender, it's better not to enter directly to the business information, but to start talking about the weather. If they probably will ask if it's your first time in Colombia, and you will talk about small talk, no? And this small talk is key. It's vital. You need to enjoy this conversation, because what is happening right now is he's trying to know you, who you are, no? What's your interest? And if the business start moving on, personal ask questions like your family, your siblings, your mom and dad, your son and daughters, for sure will happen. And will appear, and maybe some Europeans tend to be like really close to that information, but here it's important to be a little bit more open-minded and trying to flow with the way that we do business here, because otherwise we can easily be labeled like very rude, you know, like he's very rude, he just wanted to talk about business, and we don't do business like that way. So that will be the one of the main keys. Huh? People do business with people, and in Latin America, this is very, very important to work. Well, what we could say, for example, is that if we talk about specifically about the Goose project or the ones that are listening to this podcast, I would like to encourage that those European countries that maybe are European companies that doesn't speak Spanish, or maybe they don't have the capacity to hire a Spanish speaking team, because most of them are SME, and we need to understand which is our kind of public, which is most of them family companies. What I will encourage them is that look for collaboration with other companies. Look, for example, here in the Goose project, look the Catalan companies that have already participated in the project, as well as the other Catalan companies that are already present in public procurement in Colombia, with the aim to create stronger European consortia. So we also think that of course, the world is globalized and it's a very competitive world, but it's also a world where we can cooperate. And in the public procurement, one day you cooperate and the other day maybe you are going to be a competitor, but for sure another day will be you are going to be again collaborating together. So I encourage the European companies also to look for Catalan companies to create a good European consortia that can also be participating here in Colombia in the public tenders.
Okay, thank you, Xavier, for those awesome and really fruitful tips that sense opening the market in the last 25 minutes. So thank you.
Okay, no, thanks to you, Gaur.